Welcome into the exclusive, everyone. I am sideline reporter and football analyst for your Houston Texans, John Harris. Welcome to NRG Stadium for the game against the Arizona Cardinals. It is Andre Johnson Day. I know everybody in the city, everybody in the building is thrilled for that to happen for number 80. A couple of his greatest games ever. I would argue maybe the greatest play he ever made, he made against the Arizona Cardinals in 2009 when he caught a pass across the middle and then pinballed off three different Cardinals and got in the end zone. Boy, I really wish Andre could play today against the Cardinals, because the Cardinals have one of the best secondaries you're going to find, I think, in the league, and two players that everybody throughout the league would covet: Tyrann Mathieu, a.k.a. the Honey Badger, and Patrick Peterson. Those two LSU, former LSU stars, are, I think, the key to this defense, because Mathieu can move all around the formation. You'll see 32 lineup at a lot of different spots. Patrick Peterson will stay with number 10. Wherever DeAndre Hopkins is, more than likely you're going to see Patrick Peterson. If you don't see Peterson there, then more than likely it's going to be some sort of zone coverage. But if you see Peterson traveling with Hopkins, well, that can mean either zone or man. But the Texans will counter by moving DeAndre Hopkins all over the formation. They've done that in the past, and they've caught teams in different coverages because DeAndre has been moving around. The team is trying to match DeAndre with a corner, and they're able to exploit that. But I think that's going to be a key matchup. The Texans receivers without Will Fuller, DeAndre Hopkins and Bruce Ellington going against that Cardinals secondary. That, to me, is, I think, an X factor is Bruce Ellington. Coach O'Brien talked about him during the week and said, we need to get him the ball more. He's getting open, and it's true. He's been open. Against the Colts, he was open a number of times and then made a number of plays against the Rams. Now, one he didn't hang on to down the seam, but I think Bruce Ellington really, coming to this organization, really didn't know what he had. He was without a hamstring. Yes, Bruce Ellington does not have a hamstring. I mean, it's amazing to think about that guy that quick, that explosive, with no hamstring. But Bruce Ellington's got to step up today. I think he is probably the X factor on the offensive side of the ball. On the defensive side of the ball, I think there are a few guys to watch. One I'll keep my eye on today is Joel Heath, number 93. He's an interior player that I think has got a great future in front of him, but injuries really slowed him down in the preseason and at the beginning of the year. Then he got hurt again at some point about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And that's really slowed this defense down, I think, a little bit without Joel Heath in there. So Joel Heath coming back, I think, is really going to help the defense. I'm going to keep my eye on number 30 today, Kevin Johnson. Kevin's game is getting kind of rounding back into shape, if you will. In 2016, right before he hurt his foot against the Colts, I thought he was playing some of the best ball I'd ever seen him play. And I think he is getting to that point now where he's starting to round into shape after being banged up after the Cincinnati game, missing most of last year. I think Kevin Johnson, number 30, is going to be a key guy against Larry Fitzgerald, number 11. So we'll watch that matchup as well. Should be an exciting day. Appreciate you guys watching. We'll see you next time.